Well, I'll make it a point to look for that. I'm always looking for a new experience. I've got so many. You know, one thing I've learned, I knew a guy once, and he had a very, you know, a very limited range. You know, everything he did was within a couple of miles of where he lived. And, you know, so the best restaurant was, you know, just happened to be a half mile away from his house. And the very best, you know, auto mechanic was three quarters of a mile from his house. And the very, everything was. And then, you know, and he, and his, and where he worked was like a half mile from his house. You know, so he never left that area right there. And then when I knew him, he had gotten a job where he was getting all over the place. And all of a sudden, his whole world was opening up. He's going, oh, my God, this place is the best. This place is the best. And, you know, yeah, that's what happens when you start going everywhere. And that's one thing I've learned, especially with, like, Thai. It's like now I go to all these different, I love trying a new one, you know. And it's like, you know, but if I want Pad Thai, there's a very specific restaurant that is top of my list. And there's others that are like, you know, if I want the second best, you know. But if I want, you know, Pad CU, oh, I'm going here, you know, to this particular one. And if I want, you know, Kratia and Prick Thai, I'm going to that one, you know. And if I want, you know, Plaid Duke or something like that, I'm going to that one, you know. So they're all different. If I want Tom Yum Soup, I'm going to that one, you know. It's like they all, you know, they're all good, you know, at something. They're all good, right? But, you know, some are just exceptional in certain things. So, yeah, I look forward to trying another one. And then, you know, you get to try a couple of different things and see what their thing is. The Drunken Noodle sounds good. I haven't had that in a while. FYI, if you ever get down near 10 Mile and John R., there's a place called Pai Thai. This is a little, it's like one of the little white porcelain hamburger joints from the 40s, and it's now Pai Thai. It's across from the old Wayside Lounge and Bowling Alley, Ferguson's in Hazel Park, And they've got this one, they call it spicy noodle. And you watch the heat with this guy, but oh my God, it's so good. That in his tom yum is the best of any. And it's kind of a take on Drunken Noodle. So if you're ever down at 10 Mile, you know, the problem is the guy, you never know when he's going to be open. And, you know, it's, I think it's cash only. There's just so many barriers to eating there. But if you can, if it works out.
Yeah, I will definitely give that a shot and check that out. I love me some Thai food, especially some Drunken Noodles. So that sounds right up my alley. Tom, I'll hand it over to you because we've been kind of skipping you. KEAWUO.